With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Garfield County Sheriff is lifting the evacuations for property owners in the Lodgepole Complex fire area. That's thanks to more favorable weather conditions that have allowed firefighters from 34 states to make some progress in trying to contain the massive 390-square-mile fire. Ann Miller is a spokesperson for the fire management team.
Today's progressed nicely. I feel like we're making progress on containment. We are still waiting for some more numbers to come in. But as far as I know, and from talking directly to my husband, who's an engine boss, we haven't had any major runs on the fire.
Fire managers say they have stopped most of the fire's growth and have gained 20% containment. Miller says a lot of Garfield County residents are extremely jumpy right now because a lightning storm passed over the area last night.
And while it was on the north side of the lake, there's concern that that would start fires in other areas that would draw eventually into the Lodgepole Complex.
Yesterday, Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester took to the Senate floor to call on Federal Management Agency and Congress to help out first responders across Montana who are fighting wildfires.
Protecting our communities from disaster and coming to help our fellow Americans in their time of need is a fundamental pillar of government.
On Monday, FEMA's regional administrator denied a request for emergency funding from Montana Governor Steve Bullock. There are more than two dozen wildfires burning in the state right now.
As Montana burns, Congress cannot afford to wait. We need to act and allow catastrophic wildfires to be treated like what they are. They're natural disasters. It's the least we can do for the rancher in Jordan who lost his cattle, or the rancher in Sand Springs who no longer has a fence around his pasture, or any Montanan who is forced to leave their home that they've known because a fire may be descending upon it.
Tester today called FEMA Administrator Brock Lawn to request additional resources for the state. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.